Westlock, one of two men implicated in a 2021 break and enter at a rural Tellus site, will serve a 5-month conditional sentence, CSO, that includes just over a month of strict, 24-hour-a-day house arrest. In Westlock Provincial Court November 9, Dalton Dean, 21, pleaded guilty to shop-breaking with intent, while two counts of failing to comply with release order conditions and single charges of possession of break-in instruments, unauthorized possession of a prohibited, restricted weapon and obstructing a peace officer were withdrawn by Crown Prosecutor Brett Grierson. Judge Joanne Hudes agreed to the joint sentence from Grierson and defense lawyer Richard Forbes that'll see Dean serve a 5-month CSO that includes 36 days of 24-hour-a-day house arrest, followed by 3 months under a 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. Dean was credited with 24 days of jail time that were used against the CSO. Following, Dean will serve 12 months of probation and will have to follow a handful of conditions that include abstaining from drugs and alcohol, while Judge Hudes waived the victim fine surcharge. Grierson, who initially contemplated recommending a jail sentence and was rather comfortable with that, said that Dean has made great strides towards rehabilitating himself and getting off of drugs. Grierson also said he's received letters from Dean's family in support, while his probation officer also said he's doing well. "You're a young man, only 21, and life is just starting for you. And you can see already what a record does, it holds you back. But it's a short record and it's one you can easily get past," said Judge Hudes. "Once you get past your addictions, you're going to find that life gets a lot easier for you." Forbes said following his arrest, support from Dean's family has allowed him to maintain his sobriety and gain employment. He said the CSO will allow Dean, who lives in the county of Barrhead, to continue his schooling and, more importantly, stay in drug treatment. "They've seen changes in their son since he became sober. They're very supportive and want what's best for him," said Forbes. "We think a sentence to be served in the community is fit and proper. It addresses the root of the criminal behavior, which is hard drug use. The crime." Grierson said that at 2:10 a.m., November 22, 2021, Westlock RCMP received an automatic text from a monitoring device at a rural Tellus phone tower location. "They saw footprints leading down the driveway to the phone tower. When they were walking down the driveway, they located the co-accused, Christopher Michael Blackburn, who was seen exiting and was later apprehended," he said. Following, an officer went into the building to clear it, and found Dean with backpack that had some break and enter tools and property that belonged to Tellus. Co-accused pleads guilty. Sentencing delayed. Following Dean's sentencing, Blackburn pleaded guilty to shop-breaking with intent, with his lawyer Gary Smith putting sentencing off until March 8, 2023. For a pre-sentence report, Judge Hudes has been seized to the case. Following sentencing, it's expected that additional charges of possession of break-in instruments, unauthorized possession of a prohibited, restricted weapon and obstructing a peace officer against Blackburn will be withdrawn. While the facts against Blackburn were nearly identical to Dean, Grierson noted police found several signs, as well as break and enter tools, in his backpack. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.